James Bond.
Bond, James Bond. Well, there you go. That's giving you a little taste of where we're heading with our interview right now. We're talking Bond, but not that James Bond thing. We're talking Bonds when it comes to getting yourself a new home, possibly. And if you're in the market or looking at getting into the market for a sexy slice of real estate on the Dolphin Coast, unless you inherited a fortune, sometimes it happens, but more often than not, you're going to be needing some assistance from a bank on the bond front. Well, I happen to have the James Bond of Bolito Real Estate in the house with me. Stephen Frizzell from Remax Dolphin Realtors joins us for a chat. Stephen, how you doing, my friend?
Mark, I'm doing quite well this morning.
You're looking very James Bond today. You're looking ready for a weekend.
Definitely.
And look, you know, James Bond has a license to kill. You've got a license to sell. And you do it well.
And thrill.
So let's get into a thrilling conversation right now, talking about Bond. But Bond originators. And what for those that are first-time buyers who've never had to jump through the hoops, this can be a bit of a scary, daunting topic, but we're going to illuminate it right now and make it seem not that scary, because this is your game, Steve. So tell me, where do I even begin when it comes to trying to get bonded up? And, you know, you hear these words people throw around, like bond pre-approval. What is that? Why is it such a win if you can get it? What is a bond originator?
Mark,
a lot of questions, I know.
That's a very good question. I find a lot of people looking at houses haven't even been to the bank yet to check what they qualify for in terms of a bond. People have an idea what they can qualify for. Typically, they arrive, look at a house. Okay, Steve, let's make an offer. And I'll ask the guys, how much cash have you got? And normally, the guys have about 10 to 20% cash. And they need the balance as a bond.
Yeah, as I said, unless you've inherited a fortune and you're liquid and you've got lots of moolah that you need to now put into something, chances are, yeah, you'll have a small slice of what you need for the purchase price of that house, and then the rest is the bank guarantee, the bond, right?
So the challenge for me is I need to sort of ask a lot of questions to try and qualify these buyers.
Mm.
Because when I present an offer to a seller, I need to be confident that the purchaser can actually afford to buy this house. Because to go through the whole process of doing a sale agreement and then applying for a bond, and then the bond doesn't get accepted, it's like a 21-day, 30-day process. Mm. The seller gets upset with you. So when we present an offer that has a high bond, there is a certain risk to it. So if a seller has two offers on the table and there's a bigger deposit or there's a cash buyer, even if it's a lesser offer, the seller will go for that.
Less
risky.
I gotcha.
So what the pre-approval does for you is if you go to your bank, actually I wouldn't suggest going directly to your bank, and I'll tell you why shortly, and you get a pre-approval, and let's say you qualify for $2.5 million, and you come to me and you say, Stephen, I've got pre-approval. To me, you're a cash buyer.
That gives you confidence, certainty, and a level of removes that risk. And this person's good for that amount of money.
100%.
The bank is backing them.
So when I go to my seller, who I've built a relationship with that trusts me, I can go to them with confidence and say, listen, take this offer, it's guaranteed.
Money's in the bank.
Yeah, and it gives the purchaser a lot more power, because say, for example, the house is on the market for $3 million and we offer 2.7, and the seller's kind of like on the fence whether they want to accept it, that pre-approval is going to push them over the line. If not, they might go, well, I want 2.8. I want my price. I want 2.9, because there's an element of risk.
Yeah.
If you take the risk off the table, the purchaser will get a better deal.
And at the end of the day, you're, as the agent, you're just trying to make sure that you can strike that happy balance, happy buyer, happy seller, you know, trying to get as close to a win-win as you can. And this makes your job a lot easier as well. But you said you wouldn't recommend going directly to the bank to try and grab a bond. Would you then go through what is known as a bond originator? Is that the right term?
Absolutely. I've been doing this for over 10 years now, and I've never seen a bank do a better job than a bond originator, get a better rate. And this is just my sort of experience and lessons I've learned over the years. If you go to your own bank,
yeah,
and you go to your private banker and you say, I'd like to get a bond, in your mind, you think you're going to get the best rate because you're a loyal customer. The bank sees you as a money bag. So they're going to try and extract as much money out of you as they can. So they're not going to give you the best rate.
It's nothing personal.
It's not personal, but they're in the business to make money.
Yeah.
So they might give you prime less 0.25%, and you go, oh, wow, my bank is so nice to me. That's amazing.
They're cutting me a break.
But and when you do go to your private banker, they generally actually don't know much about bonds. They'll send that request to the bond department, and they'll wait the 2 or 3 weeks or whatever.
So they're basically going through their own like bond originator in-house.
But a bank is a massive organization, a lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
So going to a bank, you're not really going to get personal attention. If you go to a bond originator, and there are some really good ones in Belita, we use Better Bond.
The name says it.
Yeah, I've actually got a lady called Stephanie, and I actually call her the Wizard.
Shout out to Stephanie the Wizard at Better Bond this morning.
Because, I mean, if you go to her, she knows all the banks. She knows all the people in the banks. She knows the bank's processes inside and out. She's doing 20 bonds a month. So she can look at your information, and within 5 minutes, she'll know herself whether you qualify, what you qualify for, what the best rate you're going to possibly get it. And then what she'll do is she'll go to all the banks, submit the offers to all the banks, and then she works one bank against the other. So it'll always start at prime.
Yeah.
No. Okay, Standard Bank's offered 0.5 less. FNB's coming back at 0.75. And eventually you can get up to 1.5% off prime, which is a massive amount of money at the end of the day.
That's amazing. I do want to just dive in because these terms can also be a little confusing. There's prime. This is the prime lending rate we're talking about. Am I right?
Correct.
And then there's also this thing, the repo rate. What are those two things?
Okay, so basically the repo rate is what the central bank gives the normal banks when they lend money.
Okay, that's their interest rate there.
Yeah, so I think at the moment it's 8.25%.
Okay.
So the central bank will lend it to the retail bank at 8.25%, and then the retail bank will lend it to you, which is called the prime lending rate, at 11.75%, so they can make money loaning the money.
Okay, so there's that markup they have to slip on there.
And I just want to just interject one thing. If you use a bond originator, people think that it's going to cost more or you're going to get less of a discount. But it's never more than that prime lending rate.
So you've got nothing to lose.
Nothing. So even if you get 1% off the prime lending, the bond originator is still getting a percentage from the bank.
And you are not paying a fee to the bond originator as the potential buyer. Am I right?
You're doing nothing. There's no fees. There's only value.
Why would you do anything else? This is the way to go. You see, but if you didn't know, you didn't know. And now you're getting golden nuggets of information here from a property professional of note, Stephen Frizzell, demystifying this murky world of bonds, bond originators, pre-approval, prime lending rate, repo rate. You got all this free info on a Friday, and like, what did you do to deserve it? Well, you tune into the best radio station on the North Coast, of course, and the best knows the best. So that's why we've got Stephen here from Remax Dolphin. And look, I mean, the stats speak for themselves. You've heard the Remax Dolphin real estate ad playing, saying, you know, since the 90s, how many transactions they've been approving year on year. And Steve's hit rate is legendary. As we continue to roll through 2023, Stephen, are you feeling optimistic for the market for the next half of this year?
I think it'll just carry on as normal. It's sort of a bit flat at the moment. But I was just reading an article yesterday from the central bank saying that they still foresee one or two more rate hikes before sort of the inflation rate starts coming down.
Not massive jumps, but little nudges.
Little nudges. So my advice is everyone just keep the batten down the hatches for the next 6 months. But having said that, there's a lot of quality buyers on the market. Because it's Belita, a lot of people want to live here. So it's quite a high LSM market. So there are a lot of good buyers with a lot of cash. So,
and if you've got it and you need to put it into something, put it into property in this market, in this part of the world, you know your investment is only going to appreciate and considerably more than other more stagnant, less exciting parts of the country. I mean, Belito and the Western Cape are probably your most exciting property investment bets, bar none. Hey?
I would say that in the last 3 or 4 years, the prices have come down slightly now, and sellers are definitely more negotiable. So it's a little bit, it's cooled off a bit. So as a buyer, I would suggest getting in now because you can get probably quite a decent deal. If you wait another year, it's going to start going up again.
Well, see, there you go. And if you're looking for an expert in your corner, Steve, how do folks get in touch with you as the sales professional that you are? I mean, they call you Simbidi Steve for a reason.
I'm sure you can just have a look at those billboards on Simbidi Drive there. Get my number. Otherwise, just have a look at the Remax website. Get my details off that.
You're getting it right here. The information from a guy who is worth his salt on the realty front, Stephen Frizzell from your local Remax Dolphin Realtors. Steve, thanks for giving us that dose of expert info on a fresh Friday, man. Wishing you a wicked weekend ahead and looking forward to having another cool property chat right here on Radio Life and Style soon. What do you say?
Thanks, Mark. I'm going to head down to the Bido Pro just now. So catch a bit of sun this morning, I think.
Hey, it's in town. Why not? Living the Bolito life, living the dream. That's what it's all about, man. And you got it right here on Radio Life and Style.
Looking for your dream home on the Dolphin Coast? Remax Dolphin Realtors has you covered. With three strategic offices in Bolito, Salt Rock, and La Mercy, they're the leading agency on the Dolphin Coast. Since 96, they've completed 1.3 sales per day, every day. Trust their dedicated team of property professionals to find your perfect home, investment property, or commercial space. Led by Simon and Kim Peacock, their mission is to provide exceptional service. With over 47 property professionals, they're ready to handle all your needs. Visit Remax Dolphin Realtors at 29 Sandra Road, Bolito, and make your property dreams a reality.